I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Hi, everybody. We're here again. Another BBS program. And this is Wednesday. And we're in the month of April. And it's a 4. So, at 4-4-2012. So, let's do a clearing here. And let's do a clearing for people who feel unwanted. We've done this one before. To be definitely a self-esteem issue, possibly, and you know, the self-empowerment would probably help you if you're one of those people. And here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And feeling unwanted, maybe undeserved or something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, and 10. And again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if Carrie's out there. You out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, Ron, yes. Hi, and welcome, everybody. Wednesday, Station 1 here on BBS, and if you'd like to call in, the numbers are listed there under the Station 1 play button, and being Wednesdays, it is self-empowerment night, so we'd love to hear any testimonials, any tales from any of you who have done any clearings that you have found have really empowered you. Not just the self-empowerment clearing, but many others can do that. Timeline crashing can do that. Getting disconnected from your soul family can do that. Doing the curses, hexes, and spells clearings can do that. There is a curses, hexes, and spells within the self-empowerment, but there is, of course, if you really have a big issue with that, there's the whole life and the generational, so those can really liberate you, too. So it would be great to hear stories from anybody who would like to call in. So those numbers listed under the Station 1 play button, toll-free, the toll-free number for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. And then hop down to line 4, I think probably is safe, 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So, yeah, 4-4-4-4-2-0-1-2, today's date. Lots of 1s, 2s, and 4s. So, and of course, doing the natal clearing on that helps if you feel attached to those numbers. I know oftentimes, Ron, when you do timeline crashes or just clearings on those numbers on dates, most of us do feel them. So we all seem to be hooked up to them all the time. Probably every day we get hooked up to the numbers of the day when we write the date on a check or something that we're doing through work or whatever. So, are we having the Q&A tonight, Ron? I didn't check before we went on. Are we doing the Q&A tonight, Ron? I'm not hearing you.
To the BBS show, yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Q&A tonight, we'll give the number out at the end of the show as well, but it's 559-546-1301, and then the PIN is 50-63-99, and the pound sign, 506-399-pound. oh, and we have a beep. Great. Somebody on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. I had something happen that I can't name a clearing, but I think it's just the fact that I listen to all the shows and have been for years, that something's brought me to a place of peace. And that has also to do with a dream I had. Okay, so in the dream, I'm listening to combo traffic, communications traffic, for some reason. It's like, you know, I'm one of the sovereign soldiers, and I'm getting a bleed through into my consciousness here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to H Company Command. That's all I just remember is those three words, H Company Command. And then I kind of woke up and remembered that, then went back to sleep. And then I found myself, like, outside of a small village, and there's a row of trees to my left, and the road's in front of me, and it's a country road kind of a thing, and I'm nestled in among some rocks there, and it's like I'm on sentry or I'm waiting for something to happen or something, and I notice on this timeline that I'm on that there's like a yellow light up in the sky, and it kind of swoops down to the road on my right, and then starts to come zipping along past me. Now, the best way I can describe it is to just say we've all seen movies of SEAL teams getting off of speedboats where it's flying by and they jump into the water or they jump back out. It was like that. And as this ball of light, which was apparently some sort of vehicle, was going past my position, maybe, I don't know, 25, 50 feet in front of me on the road there, and I'm sitting in the rocks, woods to my left, village on the other side of the row of trees, off of the back of the light jumps a gray.
Uh-oh.
But he's really fast. So he's like on top of me like in a second. It's like he jumped off, came straight at me. Now, normally you would have fear responses. You would, you know, fight or flight, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I just calmly, peacefully observed this happening. Now, I know when you're working with the sovereign soldiers, they have relayed to us that they are frequency enhanced so that they stay in peace. So I don't know if that was operational on me or as a result of all the clearings. But so as this thing came at me, it started to like come straight at my body, and it got to my hands. Now, what's unusual here is when it got to my hands, it didn't get past my hands. And I thought about it later, and I said, well, I wonder if there's like a force field or something. Because if I really truly kept the peace, maybe my vibration kept it off me. So it got to my hands, and it started like, it was like watching a cat fight where two cats get in a ball and bounce off the walls and they're fighting each other. It was like that in my hands. I'm completely peaceful, just calmly observing this thing happening. And all the activity woke me up. And as I woke up, the gray or whatever it was just folded up like a piece of paper into my hand. And then I woke up and my hand was grabbing the edge of the pillow. And that's what was putting the sensation of something being in my hand. But I just thought I'd tell you about this to show you that it's really cool if you're in the middle of peace and you're in a really freaky, violent situation normally, and just to observe it. And the fact that you're able to just observe it, I'm hoping, kept me from harm. And it was like, I woke up with the feeling like he was an illusion, this being that, because it just folded up like paper. And it felt like, for a second, it felt like paper, and then as I woke up into the body and it went into the physical, I felt the pillow. But it was like he was nothing. He was made out of thin air. There was nothing there. You know, it was just all scary stuff, but there was no real substance to it. So what do you think?
Boy, I don't know. Any comment, Ed? I don't know.
Okay.
But
right.
You feel empowered. That's the good part. You didn't feel scared, or it doesn't sound like you felt any emotion. You just watched.
Yeah. I just watched it. Watched my
hand. That's great.
It was really cool.
Now, did you timeline crash your dream?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Might be a good idea, though.
Yeah, I don't know. If we do timeline crashes on dreams that where the soldiers are involved, do they protect those timelines so that they still have the timelines to fight on, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah, if you could timeline crash anything, that would work. So, and it's hard to say if that was on a soldier's timeline, but so much out there, it's really hard to put your finger on something from the beyond coming to us, you know?
Yeah.
Where it is and what's going on. It does sound very interesting.
Yeah. It's just a wonderful feeling to wake up and not worry about it. You know, normally you have a dream and you get a little scared or something, and the fear would wake you up. But I just didn't care. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's really nice.
And then it just folded up because it was nothing, and I didn't buy into it and give it power. So thank
very
you.
Cool.
I just wanted to share.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Neat experience.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Cindy, thanks for typing in the phone numbers there. So I guess looks like Alex has no sound yet, so I don't know if that's the telephone line, or I think everybody else is hearing okay through the computer, so maybe it's the telephone line. Alex, if you want to type that into the fast chat and let us know what method you're trying to listen through, and then we can see if we can do anything about it. So let's have a look. I'm not seeing any questions yet, so I'm just quickly reading all the comments here. Okay, so I wonder if we have any new listeners tonight who'd like to call in with some basic questions that you need to have answered. Because if you're jumping into this show as a newbie, there's a lot of different directions that we go in. Oh, there's another beep. So if you are new, you can type in your question into the fast chat or call in on any of the numbers listed under Station 1. So who's on the line?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Gary. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
So, yes, I've had a dream. I'd like Ron to interpret my dream.
Okay.
I was standing on the earth with our group. I suppose it was our group, but they seemed different in a spiritual sense, very different from the way they are now. And the spaceship came and transported us into the spaceship. And then I saw a very, very nice man who talked to us, and then a very, very nice lady who talked to us. It was very beautiful and peaceful there. And then later on, somehow, the next scene of the dream was that we were all together, me and this group, the same spiritual type of people, only different from now. And Ron was there sitting in a chair by himself. So I went over and sat down next to Ron and talked to him. And I said, yes, Ron, they took us into the spaceship, and the people were very nice. And Ron said, well, that's good. And then I said, but we didn't know who they were. And Ron said, well, that's not so good. and then that was the end of the dream. So I was wondering if Ron could interpret that for us.
Oh, boy.
I put Ron on a spot, I know.
So you didn't read their name tags?
They were very, yeah, they had the name tags on. They were very nice. They had little name tags, I think. Or they were very nice people. But
well,
I'm not sure.
It just could be something that's maybe a bleed through, possibly, throughout there, you know, in the armed services. Possibly it could be just a general dream because we're getting rid of aliens on the timelines all the time and they wanted to show presence. The worst thing is that darkness will always use a smile or a wonderful feeling, sensation, to make you think that they're good.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people who, when I talk to them, like at the expo and stuff, like we just came back from New York, you know, they say, well, I had this modality here of healing, and, boy, I really felt great from that, you know. My body felt real, like it's happy and everything else, and I, you know, I started to smile a lot, and I had these emotional feelings. I said, yeah, but the light doesn't give you any emotional feelings. You go, how come? I go, well, it doesn't work in duality. So remember, when you have clearings by the light, it comes in, it takes it away, and it's gone, been there, done that. And you're probably not even going to remember what problem you had before that. Some people don't understand that because they're used to having duality of clearings, and they want to feel something. They want to know that, yeah, this thing really worked, you know, I felt this wonderful energy inside of me. Well, light does not do that. In fact, it doesn't do that because otherwise it would be a duality energy. So the fact that they maybe felt good might be suspicious, okay?
Yeah.
So
it could have been an abduction.
Yep. You know, naturally, you know, they have to take away the fear and stuff. When I have watched people, as they have talked with me about an abduction scenario, a lot of the races, once you get abducted and you go on to their ships, they have some type of energy, maybe an object that they put on your head, and it kind of buzzes, and it takes away your memory, so you're not in fear of anything. Kind of like knocks you out in a sense. I won't say making you brain dead, but it takes away that shock and awe thing that you're dealing with. A lot of them do the same exact thing. They just somehow disconnect you from the fear energy in your body, and your body just goes limp, probably actually like knocked out. And then you wake up in your bed wondering why your head is where your feet used to be, or why the covers are put on backwards, or maybe even your clothing is reversed. And you wonder, what happened here, you know? So when people do talk to me, I can sort of sense that. But normally, you know, if you have anything that looks good where the aliens do appear to be nice to you, and you see them maybe bringing forth an image of your most favorite-looking movie star, a beautiful or handsome guy or something, that they can bring forward to make you feel like you're safe, I would be very, you know, suspect of all of that. That's kind of how I look at it. And a lot of people are bringing that aliens are good. I don't normally go along with that. I imagine there are a couple out there, but I had that on the panel. Dark, the one gentleman there, George, he was talking about the malevolent aliens coming here and all that, and I didn't ask him how many he actually talked with or shook their hands of or anything else. I didn't want to, you know, bring that out that way. But, you know, he thinks that there's beautiful ones out there and they're here to help us. Anyway, you know, that's what most people kind of think until they actually get abducted. So probably has not had an experience, even though he does a lot of hypnosis on people, supposedly. That's one of his modalities that he does. I'm not saying that he's a bad person, you know, anything like that. I'm just saying that people just have that mind control pattern of coming into them thinking that everything out there is great. I don't agree with that philosophy after seeing what I've seen. People don't know what they're even bringing forth when they deal with these energies. So, anyway, want to ramble on here, but yeah, just you always want to be cautious, and sometimes discernment is not enough. Sometimes you don't want to investigate and look at on a run and don't walk, you know, away from a situation.
Yes.
Be naive.
That sounds right. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Ron. I appreciate the input on that. That sounds like it's a fantasy dream that they're giving us.
Yep, so they give you a nice dream.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for calling in. And I think we have another beep there. Somebody else calling. Hi.
Ron and Carrie. And
hi, Elizabeth. Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good, yeah. Have you had a strange dream, too?
Wow.
Or a nice dream, or an interesting dream? Or
no, I haven't had any dreams, but hold on one sec. I'm going to... Okay, sorry, I have to turn off the speaker. I haven't had any strange dreams, but wow, listening to the callers and what Ron just said really struck a nerve with me, like that good feeling type of thing. And yeah, you really are tricked into believing that that is healing, because true light doesn't work in duality. Anyway, that's not the real reason I called in, but I just found that comment very self-empowering. And I've also just paid my last installment to do my whole lifetime emotional clearing. So I'm hoping that that will be also very self-empowering. But it's interesting listening to the callers, because I think about 2 weeks ago, my brother, my youngest brother, was actually abducted. And he's been in a state of psychosis ever since.
Oh, yeah, you called that, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone thought it was drugs, and I was like, well, maybe it's drugs, but right away I knew it was aliens, and I actually was able to see him in the hospital this past weekend, and he was talking about being at an alien party.
Wow.
And it's so weird, because, like, learning all the things that I've learned from CLS about timelines and about getting sucked sideways into a dark side universe, it's almost like you can see it when you watch him and talk to him, that this is what's going on. Like, he's talking about, he's 21, and he's talking about, like, having graduated from high school in 1937 and saying things that he went to, like, West Point Military Academy, which he never did, and then talking, like, on an imaginary phone to someone named Tech and things of this nature. So I wondered, I've been doing, like, satellite crashing, like, basically for the past 2 days, and I've been, like, running Be Here Now on him whenever I can. And the other thing I've been doing is the alien head connector removal. And even though I'm doing the healings for someone else, I'm finding that it's helping me deal with the situation, too, because I feel like I'm being proactive instead of just, like, letting something like this happen and then just not being able to do anything about it, even though, mm-hmm. like, it is for someone else that I really do care about and love. So I didn't know. I was just calling, really, to see, like, if Ron had any other ideas, or maybe, like, if he knew what race or races that it was, I could timeline crash those. And maybe do, like, a more in-depth one.
Yeah, I'm trying to look here to see what's happening with him.
I don't know if you need his initials or anything.
No, it's good.
Okay.
Boy. It'll take me a little bit to analyze this, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
So, Ron, what about if she got the alien attack page for her brother and ran it for him and just put in unknown?
Yeah, that would be good. Just trying to see if he's still out there somewhere.
I Last time I talked to him, he was way out in the beyondo. I mean, I don't even know where he was.
That happened a couple weeks ago then?
Yeah, I think it was on the 22nd that we got the call that he was arrested. They thought he was on drugs. And he unfortunately didn't get to the hospital right away. So it's been going on now for about 2 weeks, but I actually just talked to his boss yesterday, and he said it was happening maybe like a couple days before that, so maybe like 2.5 weeks it's been going on. Like just a complete break with the reality as you and I, well maybe not you, but me and everybody else knows.
Well, what I would do is probably a timeline crash on those dates. And when you know that's happening, that way it'll at least get him off of the timelines that he's possibly abducted onto. Also, that the clone clearing might be good for him that we have on Thursdays.
Okay.
I feel like he's here. It feels like his replica is here and he's somewhere else, more so than most.
Okay.
That's kind of what I feel. I don't know what else to say. I don't see him being tortured. I'll give you that insight. Okay, so.
Okay, great. That's great.
Well, I don't see him being tortured. A lot of people, when I look at, like in I won't get into what I see, but he looks like he's okay.
Okay.
And, Ron, what about when Elizabeth said he's sitting there talking on an imaginary phone to someone else? Is that just a bleed-through from another timeline, or what can she do about that?
Boy, I would keep doing timeline crashing. Get him off of those timelines of his abduction.
Okay.
So
and then
kind of,
that would be...
I'd go maybe
sorry,
like,
go ahead.
Maybe 3 days before, like his boss said, whatever, a couple days or whatever, do that 2 or 3 days, do some timeline crashing that he's off of the timelines of abduction.
Mm-hmm. So timeline crash the dates, and then you also said something about the clone. So you see it as maybe a clone problem.
Yeah, I think that what you're seeing is definitely a clone, and a clone could be on another timeline, and it could be a bleed through of that timeline here
into this reality.
Opposite of what so they may have projected him into this timeline, and he's actually somewhere else. So the abduction clearing that I think we have on the alien attack page could work.
Mm-hmm.
And to be here now may not be too effective for this here, because I don't think he's here. I don't think there's any residue of him here at this particular time that we can grab onto to bring him back. So you want to do the timeline crashing. That would be more effective.
That seemed to be what was happening. Like, I was just doing it and doing it and doing it, and I wasn't really getting myself any feeling that it was working.
Now that is correct, yeah.
Okay.
And then also to do the space-time crashing after that. That way, in case he's out in the Beyondo, he didn't get returned here, then the space will bring him back.
The space-time crashing.
Yep.
Okay.
I would think just probably, 1 week of each of those would be probably plenty to get him back, I think.
And that would be the alien abduction, timeline crashing the dates, the clone calls, and the space-time crashing.
Yes, uh-huh.
Space-time
will do lot. One that we do, the cloning one, getting rid of your replicas, we can have him on that absentee, and that will definitely help to get rid of these things.
Okay.
So remember, Elizabeth, when you get them in his name, and then you put his name you know, on the clearing by it for him.
Right.
Right, Ron?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And then when I run the clearings for somebody else, do I have to be in the room with the light being, or do I just have to have it up on the monitor?
Just have it up on the monitor, because it'll be an absentee clearing, so work
okay.
fine that way.
Okay, great. Okay,
it'll go
to him, that sounds...
And, you know, it won't be instant, typically. It can be, but typically on regular sessions it won't be instant, because people will need to have some time to readjust the consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But him, it might be, you know, basically instant. As
okay.
It'll come to him instantly. And they'll do what they can do to bring him back here. But that's what it feels like to me.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, well,
best of luck with that. That's
you're welcome. I'll take
situation.
All of that in.
Yeah, send me an email if you need any more assistance, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate the help.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. So, Ron, BK is asking, and I don't know what this story is on this one. When will the audio of the New York panel be ready? Are you putting some audio up from your panel?
I think we're trying to get something, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. All right. So I guess you're working on that and it'll be a little while. Oh, yeah. There it says BK working on it. Okay. Sorry, Ed. I didn't see that till just now. Okay, great. All right. And then Nikki is asking, how can we sign on for the extended jump start? That would be the body jump start, and that got added to the 3 months that it's been up, another 2 months have been added. And if you've already bought it, it should still be working. I haven't actually tried to get in there and make sure the codes still work, but they should be working.
Yeah, I had to double-check that, too, so I had to send an email to the web master to double-check on it. I had two people call me. It wasn't working. So
okay.
That I took care of today. We'll see what happens.
Okay, all right. So that should be... That should be available very soon. And if you haven't tried the body jump start yet, and that's the one that has the mind of the body, the infection body, the blood and circulatory clearing, the magnetic and twisted body, and the body system rejuvenation, that's that bundle that's been running for 3 months. It's been extended at the price of $200 for another 2 months. So that's available through this month and next month. okay. A little bit ago, T was asking for a clearing sample from you, Ron, for sinuses from allergies.
Okay. So let's do a timeline crash on that. You do have a special clearing if you have it really bad. You can go into that and do that, but I'll just do a timeline crash. That is a physical problem. So here we go. Timeline crash for sinuses. These work with emotional and physical situations. That's why you want to crash a timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey. Go back to you, Carrie.
All right. And then Cammy is asking if there is an alien abduction barcode.
We do have one for the body, yes. Uh-huh. I think we have a body barcode
yep.
for that. The abduction barcode is designed for the body. I'm sure that's on there, isn't it, Carrie?
Yes, it is. It is. It's, no, I don't have that page up. Sorry.
There's one for the spirit and one for the body.
Yeah. It's listed posted on the homepage, down low down in the on the left there. I'm just scrolling down real quick under alien barcode removals. And there's also that alien tracking barcode that's in the free clearings that you put up a little while ago. And then there's the abduction barcode removal. So there are a couple of different kinds available. And I've just removed the fast chat. Here we go. I'm just refreshing that. So while I'm thinking of it, I just want to remind everybody, if you do have questions for the Q&A tonight, to send those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com and then write in the subject bar that you'll be listening. You know, just put Wednesday Q&A or something in the subject bar and keep your questions as short as you can, just so that they're easy to read for Ron to listen to. And so Ed is wondering if you've just said that there's a... Oh, my computer is jumping around here. Sorry. If there is a special sinus clearing. Or did you mean an allergy clearing, Ron, when you were talking about that a moment ago?
Well, we have the special clearing. It's a special clearing on the website, which is a whole lifetime clearing. So ideally... the ones that we have listed don't really need to be on there, except people, you know, needed them. So I had to put up the special clearing so that I wouldn't keep adding, you know, more and more clearings. So I don't want to add, any more, you know, that age is really long, but it does get to your attention, you know, when you look at it, you know, you do go, wow, people have problems with this, and you could have the same problem. But I put the special one up so that the page wouldn't keep going further. So if you do have a special problem with your body, then that's why the special is up there. It's a whole lifetime clearing. And you may say, well, gee, I only have my sinuses going bad in the last year or two. Why do I need a whole lifetime one? That's because it's inside of you. It finally popped out. And remember, you're dealing with it in this whole lifetime. Because you may not have had a problem when you were five doesn't mean that it wasn't activated. So you have to remember, this is why whatever you're dealing with in this lifetime should really be a whole lifetime clearing. You want to get at the roots of it in this lifetime, not just put a Band-Aid on it. And the psychic billboard, I see here, is on there. Somebody's asking about that. Mm-hmm. The dark side practitioner is under mind control. A dark side practitioner is how you get into there. Just type in dark side practitioner. That should probably do that. And the billboard is psychic billboard. That one's a neat clearing to try. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I was just looking something up. Let me get these windows out of the way here. All right.
And then if what we're talking about here on different things tends to push your buttons because you used to belong to religion, maybe you still do, you don't understand what we're talking about, but you do want to fully understand. And there's two clearings. One is free. It's the 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing that the aliens put on you. And I guess I'll use the word the Utes, universal, unwanted universal travelers here. And then that one can help you out. Do that a bunch of times on yourself and maybe your friends. Maybe even on your priest or minister or somebody, a rabbi, you know. Maybe they'll be awakened more. Maybe they can teach the mind to heart drop in the church you go to. And from there, you know, you can do the other clearing, which is the religious indoctrination clearing. But if you do have troubles with some of the stuff that we're talking about, and it goes against what you're thinking is maybe correct or real, don't understand it fully, that clearing can help you get out of that too. I'd first do the free one, and then if you still have issues, then do the other one, because it's designed to get rid of that imprinting of religion out of you in this lifetime. So that way, these mind implants that you have will not be going off all the way. Remember, they're only going off because you're getting some truth. They don't want you to listen any longer, so they may try to shut you down. Or the mind chatter will come in, or you're doing a mind looping. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and somebody was asking which clearing or whatever the billboard was included in, and that's going to be included in the prosperity jumpstart that we're still waiting to be put together. So that's the one that that was going to include that at some point, hopefully not too long from now. What was the other? Oh, yeah, several people saying that the codes aren't working for the jumpstart. So, yeah, so hopefully that will be corrected in the next day or two. So we won't really lose any time on that. Thanks for letting us know about that. Okay, let's have a look. Wait one sec. I'm just having to read.
Well, we could have somebody call in to see if they had any wonderful events or experiences from doing a timeline crash. That'd be nice. See if they got a little more self-empowered. They got rid of some of their situations or something by that. Or even, you know, by doing the psychic billboard. That was brought up here. Everybody has felt feeling better because they had a month of reprogramming themselves to get rid of the negative energies. I don't know what you had wrong with you, and then you put it down, and then you where you want to be. So, like a billboard has helped a lot of people move away from where they used to be to a new consciousness. Give yourself, you know, a little reprieve on what's been bugging you. So it's a great thing. But the self-empowerment one has 39 issues, I think, on it. So if you really want to help your life, change your life because you feel stuck somewhere, that clearing is designed for that, where you are unable to get out of your own way or other people's way. Maybe they did something to you. Back to you, because it has the curse attacks the spell clearing on that one. Somebody else can be giving you mind control thoughts. Remember, that's a New Age teaching. Thoughts control your reality and other people around you. Like I say, you know, what you don't know could kill you. You need to become aware. You need to know what these people are doing. People who are sending you bad thoughts, good thoughts, it's all the same. It's still energy that's not going to work with your body because they send you an emotional situation with it, or their emotional densities will come with those thoughts. So you have to be very careful. You don't want to become their prey. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Cindy is asking, which clearing is a penny? And that's the, a few people have answered it. That's the New Earth transfer clearing, that you just get that one time and just keep the codes. And every time you do a clearing online, you type that into the New Earth clearing, and the part of you that got retrieved in that clearing that you did online will get transferred over and be bilocating to the New Earth. And Marcy is mentioning that the 2012 Ascension barcode clearing has much more to it than just the Mayan barcode, which it was originally put up for. So that, in case there are any new listeners, Ron, since your expo, maybe you want to mention about that clearing, because that the price of that just got cut in half, and that's now available for $50, and it has a lot more that we can do with it than just the one run through for the Mayan barcode. So do you want to just talk briefly about that, Ron, while we wait for some more questions?
Yeah, as we start getting closer to the end of the year here, there'll be different factions out there of different people who lived here on this planet, maybe in the Beyondo, that would like to get a piece of you, especially at the 2012 Ascension time, we'll say. That's the dark side information there. And so we put it up initially for the Mayan calendar. We put it up maybe in October or something last year. And now all of a sudden there's the Egyptian ones coming forward. The Egyptian races are coming here, aliens out there. So there's a lot of stuff happening that could harm you. All they need to do is have you believe something's going to happen. Your belief, remember, that's your faith. You just said your faith will heal you. Well, the faith in something that's wrong can also cause you harm. And so once you catch on and you bite that fish hook and they're on the other end of that string pulling you in, you need to do something to get out of that scenario. They can stick, you know, the implants in you once you start hearing about it. So want to definitely get away from that stuff so that you won't be taken sideways. They can just copy and paste an old reality that's here and put it onto your timeline with you involved in it. So that's the most negative thing that I could probably tell you about this year. And that's why the clearing is up there, to free yourself from these different perpetrators of the light trying to steal people, steal your body, steal your spirit, so that you're no longer going to be connected here on this planet on the 22nd, I think, of December. So it's a very good clearing to do. And you can get these energies off of you just by doing it. If you feel the energy leave you, you know that there's something there. Remember, because the darkness works in duality. It will give you a sensation. So when you get it off of you and you feel better as this thing leaves you, then you should be in peace. If you don't feel peaceful afterwards, and keep doing that clearing. Do the clearing until you feel nothing. So a lot of people will initially first feel energy leaving them. The body loosens up, which is what it really should do, but keep doing it until you don't feel anything. That means that the energy is probably taken away from you completely. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, and what you're just saying there is reminding me of, Ed's dream and Larry's dream, where he felt good, and how we have to keep reminding ourselves that our goal is not actually to feel good, and it's sort of can be hard to remember that, because living in duality for so long, as so many of us have because of being trapped here for so long, our natural reflex is to turn away from things that make us feel uncomfortable or upset or unhappy, and have kind of as a goal to get more into feeling happy and upbeat and, you know, the opposite end of it, which is still, of course, duality, and not just to be in peace. So when we have a dream that feels good and feels nice, it's not the reflex to go and timeline crash it the way a dream where we've been chased by some monster, or we've been really anxious, or we've been those weird dreams when you wander around and you're the only one with no clothes on, and, you know, strange odd dreams that make you feel uncomfortable or unpleasant in so many different ways. You want to get rid of those, but the happy, nice dreams, you don't so much think that you need to get rid of those. And you were saying something there, Ron, I can't remember why I'm rambling on about this, but you said something, oh yes, keep doing the clearing until you feel nothing, so that you're not, you know, feeling good or bad, you're feeling nothing. So you're in the middle, you're in peace. I sort of think of it as gears on a car. You know, you don't want to be in the forward 1 through 5 gears, and you don't want to be in reverse. You want to be in neutral all the time. So anyway, just thought I would mention that, because the whole timeline crashing of dreams, you know, we think we have had a nice dream, but a dream is still a dream, which is another timeline which we should not be on. And it's sometimes not so easy to remember that initially. So, okay, can Ron do a peace exercise for us? Israel is asking.
Yeah, we can do the mind-to-heart drop. Here we go. Drop it into your heart. You should be doing daily all the time. So you want to command your spirit to drop your thoughts into your heart center. That way it'll be out of duality. Oh, here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Michaela's saying, hello, could you ask my question? I think your question was, I think, Ron, Michaela was asking, if a person believes in what you're talking about and the light ship and everything, the teachings, but hasn't had the money to do a lot of clearings, will they still go to the light at the time of ascension? I think that was basically the question.
Do the spirit barcode to get your spirit out of here. That's the first thing that you need to do. You need to get the energy off of your spirit. That's why you've been stuck here for, you know, a long time. Most people have been here probably a good 50,000 years. So, you know, at least 30. So, you know, do that clearing to get out. People ask you, what can I do to get out of here? I don't want to be here anymore. Well, you do that clearing. As far as getting your body out of here, then you have to go back to the teachings of Jesus. And his teachings were to clean out the emotions out of your body. That's what he was here doing, you know, 2,000 years ago. And that worked for the people that understood it when he lived. After he left, then there was no clearings. But the people then knew that they had to work on themselves before they conceived a child. They wouldn't pass on their judgments onto the child and to clean out themselves emotionally. So that's where we should be right now. And if your parents didn't do that, and your grandparents and everybody else that you may have known, you still have judgment lurking inside of you. Then the next thing to do is the emotional whole lifetime clearing. And that can help you. Will it get rid of your body? Will your body be able to do the ascension after that clearing? You know, it all depends how dense you are. Typically, I'd say probably not. But it is going to help you have a better life here. So the ascension is mainly you want to get your spirit out of here. So, you know, get that clearing and do it. At least get the spirit one so that you can be connected, to a source energy. Because remember, when source energy comes here, it's going to look around for light. And if you're going to be abducted again, like happened at the time of Jesus, that's why you're still here. You don't want to have that happen to you over again, so get that clearing. That's what I would suggest doing. At least do one of those. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we do just have a few minutes left. I will give the number out again for the Q&A. If somebody would like to type that in, that would be great. It's 559-546-1301, and then the PIN 50-63-99-pound, 506-399-pound, and your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And this must be, I must have missed what you said about our brains, Ron. It looks like you must have said something about our brains, because Raymond is saying, so we never had a brain when we were first created?
Well, you didn't have judgment. When you're in light, you don't have judgment. And you don't have DNA. So you still are able to think with your heart, because the heart actually will think if you're in that area. Same process for manifestations. So that's kind of how it works. Remember, when you're in your heart, though, you need to get into duality a little bit to do your manifestations with, because otherwise everything is perfect. Oh, that's kind of how, you know, things work here. We basically learn how to use our mind. Brain kind of makes the body work, but the mind is what we're connected to move forward in life. So your thinking is not necessarily, you know, from your brain, although it could be somewhat, but your thoughts, once you drop your thoughts into your heart, then everything is kind of disconnected, and you're not using those energies that could be stored inside of your brain and or your cellular memory of your body, which is your DNA. There's a lot going on for thinking. Yes, you know, you can, you know, say the brain does store thoughts and conversations, you know, and things like that, but what's activating it? You have to look at what's activating you to be stuck in judgment. And, you know, it's just the dark side energy is doing that. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Marcy's asking, do we need an earth barcode clearing? I think there is one, isn't there? Is it the grid lines?
Well, we have a grid line one. If there is an earth barcode, I don't know if there's an earth one or not. I think it's the grid lines. That'll help on with your life. You could be stuck in a certain location. It's possible there could be that clearing. I'm not sure, but that would keep you held here all the time. But mainly, I would just do the other clearings if you're going to do a barcode, you know, definitely get rid of one off of your spirit and one off of your body. Because the earth one would be like your body being stuck here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I am just cruising through here looking for any last questions. Looks like Jeremiah must have asked a question about a barcode because people are answering it. I'm trying to go back and find it, and I'm not finding it. Oh, yes, here it is. Do I need to buy the unlimited options for barcode removals?
Some might have them, and some may not. If you do the spirit one, that one would be unlimited automatically. So I know I changed that from what it used to be.
Yeah.
We have done it in the past. You know, go back in there, and if you want to do another one, you can. If you do feel that happening to you, if you think that you have extra barcodes put on your spirit. And also on the abduction barcode, too. Oh, our time looks like it's 56 after, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we could post the phone number for the Q&A coming up here.
Yep, that's up there a couple of times. Thanks, whoever did that.
There it is, Q&A. So it's 559-546-1301. Same phone number that we use all the time now. Just need to know one phone number. And the PIN number is 50-63-99. So we'll be on the Q&A for about an hour here, just after BBS here. So, everybody, it's been nice tonight. And hope that you're all doing the timeline crashes to help yourself out. And if you do feel the aliens kind of coming around you, you know, then that satellite one may work. If you got lots of them, then do the alien attack page. Get on that page and do that. It's $30 for the month. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and don't forget to do the happy, nice emotions for the timeline crashes, too, not just the yucky ones. I know the yucky ones, you probably want to do those first and so those horrible dreams stop happening, but, you know, do the timeline crashes for all the upbeat, happy emotions that normally we do like to feel or prefer to feel over the yucky ones. So we'll see you all in a few minutes, and then the next show will be on Friday here on BBS on Station 2, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and we'll see you over on the other phone number, those of you who will be joining us for that, and send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also tomorrow, let's see, what is tomorrow? Thursday. Thursday is the decloning call. Cindy's written it up there on the fast chat. Thank you. That's going to be at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, and Ron goes on for a couple of hours pretty much for those, and that's just $20. So if you haven't tried that yet, do that, Liz. Maybe you can get that for your brother and let Ron know to take him absentee on that. That would probably help him out a great deal. So thank you all for calling, Liz and Larry and Ed, and we'll see you overall on the Q&A in a couple of minutes.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Catch you later.
Night-night.
Night.